be seated. Thank you for coming here today. We are so grateful that you've been able to gather here to honor Ellen and to be here to support her family. The book of John tells us, "I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." We come here in sorrow, seeking comfort in these words. We come here in hope, wanting to believe these words. We come here confident that Ellen now knows these words to be true. We have come together this day to celebrate the life of Ellen McDonald Shields, a caring and generous woman filled with compassion. We are also here to mourn her death on May 20th and celebrate how she was a blessing to the people she loved. Let us remember that God is here with us this day as we give thanks for Ellen and share memories of her life. Will you pray with me? Holy God, who brought us into the world, as we journey through life, we know you are always with us. In seasons of rejoicing and times of grief, we are not alone. Help us to worship today with gratefulness for Ellen's life and with grief at her passing. Prepare our hearts to hear your words as a comfort for those who mourn. Through the light of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our scripture reading today comes from Psalm 23. Listen for God's word to us today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Friends, this is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Now Maria Pink, Tina Holmes, and Cindy Wendt will share poetry to honor Ellen.
Hello, my name is Maria. I have been friends with Syrian for probably 20 years now, and she was my mentor at my first daycare that I worked at. And when she asked me to read, I said I would do it for her because I liked Ellen and she was very nice to me. This poem is, "Do not stand at my grave and weep. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow, and I am the diamond glints on snow. I am the sunlight on the ripened grain, and I am the gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds in a circled flight. I am the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. Thank you."
I told Sarah Ann, I said, "This is really not my thing to stand up in front of people and speak." And she said, "Thank you so much for doing it, Tina." So here I am. We've known each other for over 30 years. And as much as we had in common back then, we have so much more now. And I found it such a blessing to have her in my life. I have a little story, if I can get it out. I go over to Sarah's house, but I say it like that, but I sound uncomfortable because That's not how I would speak. I would say, Sarah Ann? No, it's Sarah Ann, and it's because of her mother who gave me that nickname for her. And I would come over to the house, knock on the door, and Ellen would answer, and I go, I'm here to see Sarah Ann. She'd go, Sarah Ann, Dean is here. Sorry, not my best Scottish, but that became her name. It wasn't Sarah Ann, it was Sarah Ann. And my boys always go, oh, you're talking to her. They knew exactly who I'm talking about. It's special. And going over to her house was always home. It was so comfortable. My mom's best friend was Scottish. So it was like, you know, we'd moved from Canada to Rochester. Sarah had moved from Scotland to Rochester. We had so much in common. And then just being around her just felt so comfortable. So blessed to have that feeling of knowing someone for so long and just, you know, having it just always be there, no matter how many years. Always pick up the phone and just go, what do you need? Yep. And she's right there for you. A couple years ago, I needed some help, and she was at my house. Her and Mary, just, you know, what can we do? How can we help? That's the kind of friends, that's the kind of people that, you know, it's, you just have to cherish those friendships and the people and the family. So that's what I wanted to say, but thank you. This is a poem called Gone Away. An angel whispered, take my hand, come with me. Your work here is done. I went away to a place where there's no tears, no sorrow, only laughter and smiles. As I move amongst the clouds, I look down and smile upon you. Whilst the angels sing a lovely song, I'm not alone. All who went before me, they await my return. I know you'll grieve. I wish I was still here. I'm here in your memories, and you hold dear. Remember how much I love you, and know. I took your love with me. I do not wish for you to cry, nor feel sad. My pain is gone, and I am free. You'll come to me. Until then, God will be with you, just as he is with me. Thank you. I don't know if I can read this. I've been neighbors with these guys for 23 years. And this poem reminds me of Ellen and Andy. And Sarah Ann asked me to read it. I kept trying to practice at home, and both my husband and I would both end up crying. So just bear with me. But it's called The Dash, and it's by Linda Ellis. And it says, it said, I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on the tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of her birth. And then he spoke the following dates with tears. But he said what mattered the most of all was a dash between the years. For the dash represents the time that she spent alive on earth. And now only those who loved her know what that little line is worth. It means not how much you own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters most is the life, the love, and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. And are there things that you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that can still be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what is true and real, and always try to understand the way other people feel. Be less quick to anger and show appreciation more, and love the people in our lives like we never loved before. If we treat each other with respect, more often we'd wear a smile, remembering that this special dish might only be a little while. So when your eulogy is being read, with your life actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things that they say and about how you spent your dash? And I just wanted to say that we loved Ellen for the way that she loved us. And she left us with so many fond memories and good things to remember. Goodbye, Ellen. God bless you.
We come here today with heavy hearts. We mourn the loss of Ellen and remember all that she gave to the people she loved. We're also here to celebrate a life well lived, 90 years of love, laughter, and family. Ellen was a caring sister, wife, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. We come here together to begin to say goodbye and to remember that she is now at peace. Ellen was born in Glasgow, Scotland, a place that was always dear to her heart. She loved spending time at the ice rink, which is where she met a young man named Andy Shields. Andy took 2 buses each week to visit Ellen and see her home safely. After fun times at the ice rink and summer dances, the two were married in 1927. Ellen worked at a bakery, making delicious food to share. And they were so happy together. Andy and Ellen loved spending time with their family and friends, enjoying life and dancing every chance they could. The joy continues as they expanded their family and they welcomed their children Donald and Sarah Ann into the world. Life wasn't always easy for them. They found ways to enjoy every moment and work things through together. When the steel mills began to close in Scotland, Andy saw the challenges ahead for their family. Ellen's sisters were here in the U.S., and so they moved the family to Rochester back in 1983. Ellen continued baking treats for her family, never measuring or writing things down. She just always knew exactly what to do. She raised her children with love and care, giving them just what they needed, but always being there with a look in case someone got out of line. She got a job at TJ Maxx, where she was known as the Energizer Bunny. No matter what, she always kept moving. Ellen loved her friends at work and her friends here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Her whole family worshipped here as the children grew up, and Ellen's joy and energy lit up this church. She was part of our Scottish contingent and always proud of her heritage. Ellen worked hard everywhere she went, but what was in her heart, what was most important to her, was her family. She adored her husband, their children, and when they arrived, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Ellen and Andy enjoyed 61 happy years of marriage together. How wonderful is that? Together, they had time for vacations with their families, going to their grandchildren's events, and plenty of Scottish dancing. When Andy passed away 2 years ago, Ellen's life was never the same. She took comfort in her family, and she enjoyed every moment of time she had with them. Ellen was a selfless woman who was determined to be there for others and care for them. She was blessed to have lived well for 90 years. If you take nothing else from your time with her, remember that she saw life as precious and she made the most out of what she was given. The end of her life got harder for her, but her family was always there to take care of her, just like she was always there to take care of them. She was comfortable. She went peacefully, with her family there at her side. No matter how long or full of love Ellen's life was, this day is hard. It brings with it grief. At times like this, we turn to our loved ones and to God to help us and comfort us in our sorrow. For all of Ellen's life, God was her good shepherd. You know, God is here to shepherd and guide us. We are certain that Ellen is with God, at home and at peace, and reunited with her beloved husband. Just as the lessons of love that Ellen embodied are still with us, God's love will always be constant in our lives. In this time of grief, we can remember that God is with us. God loves us. God cares for us and watches over us. We can rely on God's grace to see us through this time of mourning. God is here to guide us with each breath we take. God is in the faces of those who offer us a sympathetic ear, a hug, a word of encouragement, or just a knowing look. Our faith and our trust is in our Savior, who will provide for us and protect us. We give thanks that Christ is our resurrection and our life, now and forevermore. The Good Shepherd has called Ellen home into peace. Let us help each other through this time, knowing that God's presence is here to comfort and guide us. Let us pray together. O God, before whom generations rise and pass away, we praise you for all of your beloved children who, having lived this life in faith, now live eternally with you. We thank you today for your daughter Ellen. We praise you for the gift of her life, for all in her that was good and kind and faithful, and for the grace that you gave her. Thank you for the joy that Ellen brought to our community. We are grateful for her life full of love for her family, especially her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and her dear husband. Hold and sustain Ellen's loved ones as they mourn. May they have the space they need to share their grief together. We thank you, God, for Ellen's generous nature, her peaceful spirit, and her sense of adventure. We give thanks for her time here on earth. May her actions continue to inspire us. Almighty God, in Jesus Christ, you promised us eternal life. Give us faith to see, beyond touch and sight, some sure sign of your kingdom. And where vision fails, trust your love, which never fails. May we recognize the gift of your grace, so that we may continue our time on earth, walking humbly with you, until we are united with all those who have gone before us. We ask all this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to all pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, God has given us life, and through Christ we have been given new life. We now commend Ellen McDonald Shields' spirit to God's merciful care, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Acknowledge, O God, your beloved child. Receive her into the arms of your mercy and the blessed rest of your everlasting peace. Amen. We now invite you into a time of sharing together, of being able to spend time with hugs and laughter and tears together in the fellowship hall. The deacons of Gates Presbyterian Church are glad to be able to serve you at this time for us to share memories together. So now, go in peace. Walk humbly, knowing that God will guide you every step of your way. Know that God's love is with you in life and in death, and in that dash in between. Know that the blessing of God our Creator, Jesus Christ our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit who sustains us all will be with you, now and forevermore.